Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. At the end of a two-day summit with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, the South Korean president said that Pyongyang is prepared to close its missile launch facility at Tungchang-ri under expert supervision. Moon Jae-in added that Pyongyang was prepared to take additional steps, such as closing its main Yongbyon nuclear complex, if the United States took reciprocal measures. For his part, Kim Jong-un said the two countries had agreed a goal of denuclearizing the peninsula.
We have a military agreement to finish the decades of a deplorable and tragic history of confrontation and agreed on active joint efforts coming forward to rid the Korean Peninsula of nuclear weapons and nuclear threats.
The two countries also hope to build a rail link and make a possible joint bid for the Summer Olympics. A lawyer for the woman who accuses the US Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, of sexual assault says her client won't testify before the Senate until the FBI carries out a probe into the allegations. Christine Blasey Ford had been asked to testify before the Judiciary Committee on Monday, but her attorney said the hearing couldn't be a substitute for an investigation. Mr. Kavanaugh denies having tried to undress her at a party in the early 1980s. Investigators looking into alleged sexual assaults carried out by a California surgeon and his girlfriend say they suspect there could be hundreds more victims. The couple were charged last week after claims they attacked two women they met at a bar and a restaurant 2 years ago. Will Leonardo has this report.
Grant Robichaux is a surgeon who's appeared on a reality TV dating show. Along with his girlfriend, Sarissa Riley, he's alleged to have assaulted both women at his apartment in Newport Beach after plying them with drink and drugs. After their arrest last week, prosecutors went through thousands of videos on his phone, several apparently showing various women in a highly intoxicated state, barely able to respond to the defendant's sexual advances. They say the pair worked together to meet women at bars, using their good looks and charm to lure their victims into a false sense of security. The defendants have been released on bail and will appear in court next month.